Hello.
Hi, is this Katie?
It is.
Hi, Katie. This is Michael Moon with Brook Communications, a Rural Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. We received your nomination about Lillian. Do you have a moment to kind of talk about what's going on?
Well, this year has been really, really hard. In June, she lost her husband in a motorcycle accident. And they had a baby who was only a couple months old when Joel was killed in the accident. And it's been a really hard last 5 months. They were in the middle of working on getting Joel's family property together to build a house. That's definitely been put way back at this point, and not sure if that'll be something that'll happen now. Lily was able to get into an apartment just recently for her and Rowan, where they've been trying to get stuff together. And
so the good news is they got the apartment, but now we just need to make it a home by filling it with some furniture.
Yeah, so she's got some of the major things, a new couch and a new kitchen table, and was able to get herself a new bed, but she's still working on getting stuff together for the kids' room. Joel altogether has 4 kids, and so the other kids still get to go over and spend time with Lily and baby Rowan, build this relationship with her and with their little brother.
Okay.
It's not something that you realize how expensive all that stuff is, especially when it comes up completely out of nowhere.
Well, here is the good news that Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star has put the call out to our community, and so many community businesses have answered the call, and we're going to make this wish happen for her.
I'm very thankful for the blessing that you guys are able to give to her, and it takes a little bit of the stress that she's had off of everything else that's going on.
Hi.
Yes, is this Lillian?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Lillian. This is Michael Moon with Brook Communications, Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Lillian. We're reaching out to you. I know that you have shared your story to many folks, and it's not an easy story to share, but we were hoping that you can just take a few minutes to tell us what's going on.
I lost my husband in June, and sorry if I get choked up about it. It's still fresh, you know. And I have a 8-month-old baby. He turns 8 months old tomorrow. And I have his other kids, which is 7 and 11. And we're just trying to get by, you know, and take every day as we can and take every day as a blessing, because obviously you're not promised tomorrow.
You lost your husband in a motorcycle accident. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've known each other for a really long time.
Uh-huh. Tell me a little bit about what was going on. So were you were staying on the property, or what's going on with that?
We were living, yeah, there. And when he died, it was too hard for me to live there. And so I ended up getting into a low-income apartment.
And you're lacking some furniture.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have much, trying to make sure that my kids have what they need first. And so, I don't know. I just, it's overwhelming.
No, I understand completely. You were stay-home mom, right? That was the plan?
Yeah, so I was a full-time CNA and was going to go get my LPN license, and then I felt pregnant. And Joel told me to stay home after the baby was born. He said, don't even worry about it. You know, I'll take care of you, and everything's going to be fine. And here we were, June 25th. I get the worst call of my life. And now I have to figure out what I'm going to do.
Here's the bright light in all this, is that you live in a community that believes in helping its neighbors, and Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star is here to make sure that we get you pointed in the right direction.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So the first thing that we're going to do is Kurt from Roseburg Resale said that you guys can come in and pick out what you need to finish your apartment, whether it's beds, cribs, whatever you need.
I need a bed for Andy when she comes over and stays the night, and then a crib for my son, and dressers. I don't have any dressers.
Kurt over there at Roseburg Resale will hook you up. I also heard you still needed a headstone for Joel's plot, right?
Yeah, I want a double headstone so that way I can be laid next to him whenever it's my time to go.
Our dear friends over at Pearson's Funeral Home heard about your story, and they want to help you out with a double headstone.
That's awesome.
We also know that getting gifts for four kids is so overwhelming for anyone. So the incredible people over at Rat Rod Roundup are going to add to the wish. They are going to give you a very generous gift card from Walmart so you can get the presents and put those under the tree for the kids this Christmas.
Oh, thank you. It means a lot because I just was so worried that with all the broken hearts we have going around that my kids weren't going to have a good Christmas. And it just this helps out a lot, and I just can't thank you enough.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.